When I'm not watching Bravo, I love to cook, and I know Ronnie does too. And in fact, I would subscribe to things like Bon Appetit or Food and Wine or All Recipes if I could, if I had the space. But I don't have space in my apartment for like a million magazines. Well, luckily, there is nextissue.com, which is kind of like the Netflix for magazines, but it's better because you can have access to all the latest issues. Next Issue is the new newsstand. Nextissue.com has all the best, most up-to-date magazines on the newsstand, including those that I just mentioned, Bon Appetit, Food and Wine, and that's just the food category. Go to nextissue.com/crapins for your free trial. Next Issue is convenient. All your favorite magazines, anytime, anywhere. Eliminate the clutter on your coffee table or your nightstand. Get instant and unlimited access to current and back issues all in one place for one price. Plans start as low as $9.99, and one account can be shared with up to five people. That's like over 150 magazines. It's crazy. But guess what? You can get a 30-day free trial if you sign up today. No commitments. Cancel anytime. You can binge read all your favorite magazines in one place. Oh, and it's also on iPad and iPhones, whatever tablets you're gonna whatever tablets you're gonna use. So please, everyone, go to nextissue.com/crappins for your free trial. That's a $15 savings. This is a great deal, but it's only available if you go to nextissue.com/crappins. Sign up today.
Watch what crappins. Cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker from BsideBlog.com and the Banter Blender podcast. And joining me as always is the funny, hilarious, cherubic, and wonderful Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com.
Hello everybody, thanks Ben.
No problem, Ronnie. Ronnie, is a wonderful person. I forgot I was going to say there.
What are you doing over there?
I don't know. I don't know what I was going to say, but what I do need to tell you all is, if you go to watchwhatcrappens.com, you can, follow us on social media. From all our social media links are there, you know, like Instagram, etc. And then of course you can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens. Super fun. We are closing in on 4,000 likes. It's amazing. People are commenting left and right. It's like a little community over there. We plug it every week, but not without reason. It's a really good way to enrich in your Watcher Crappens experience, you know? So go check that out.
I'm reading it right now.
Yeah, read it. Read it. Read it. We have a lot of
Kristen
funny stuff.
Will be back on Vanderpump Rules, even though Lisa hates her and she no longer works at Pump.
Oh, God. I hope she doesn't do the Stassi thing where she's like, seriously? I'm, like, over this place. Seriously? I've grown so much.
I'm just here because Applebee's let me out early. So I'm just waiting for my boyfriend, the 15-year-old dishwasher.
Seriously? When I'm here, it's not like family. Seriously? So, yeah, there's fun stuff. Also, by the way, you'll notice on our Facebook page, I posted something on my blog because I played this board game this weekend called K2, where you like control little mountaineers and you go up the mountain and you try not to die. And I named one of my mountaineers Kim Richards. And it occurred to me, Ronnie, that we have to like get like two other people and play like the K2 game with all Real Housewives and see which ones survive. You know, like it would basically be like,
do they die in an avalanche or they fall down the mountain or what?
They run out of oxygen and then you kick them, then they fall down the mountain.
I presumably mean, why do people climb mountains? Do they ever explain that in the game?
I don't know. Cuz you know what, this is the closest that I'm going to get. Okay. I am not climbing a mountain. But I presume you run out of oxygen, and when you run out of oxygen, your body goes limp and then you go tumbling down the mountainside. So I mean,
yeah,
we basically that. Yeah, basically this is like Shut Up Mountain, the board game. So I think we
people
should send...
die. Sounds perfect. Natural evolution of Shut Up Mountain.
I say we send Jill Zarin up Shut Up Mountain, and who else?
I'll race her. I can't beat Jill Zarin because I'll get her to the oxygen
you'll kill her
point immediately.
You'll kill her on purpose.
I'll just throw her off the mountain.
Yeah, we will have to. Maybe we'll open it up. So, listeners, you can make your suggestions on who should go to Shut Up Mountain, and then Ronnie and I will simulate Shut Up Mountain with the game.
She'll be falling down the mountain like, but I didn't get to say happy birthday to P. Diddy.
So wrong that I can't? So wrong that I don't have enough oxygen? Oh, no.
Call me Julia Roberts.
Anyway, believe it or not, we're still plugging things. You can support us on Patreon, patreon.com/watchwhatcrapins. Get access to, if you support us, you get access to a bonus episode. And we also are doing a live, our monthly hangout this Thursday. That's in 2 days. At 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. It's really fun. All the details will be online.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun times. All right, let's get to some Bravo.
Yeah, let's get to some Bravo.
What would you like to start with, Ben?
Let's start with the Real Houses of Mail, Ben.
All right, let me get to that page.
It was a surprise season finale. I did not realize it was a season finale until all of a sudden The Marriage of Figaro started playing. And then they're like, Lydia is spending most of her free time walking down the street. I was like, wait, what? It's over?
It's over. The 20 event season finale. They were like, we'll have a breakfast, a lunch, a dinner, a party, a ski trip. It's like, Jesus Christ, people. How do you even have time for all these events?
I know. It was out of control. Well, the main event is that Petit Fleur was celebrating her 50th birthday. She's going to switch the bitch. For the record, I would like to add, this episode, I feel like more than others, Petit Fleur kept on saying the word bitch. She was really like, she's like, come on, bitches. I'll show you bitches. Hey, bitches, let's get together, bitches. And not once did she snap. Not once. Not once.
Terrible branding.
Well, she switched the bitch. She switched the snap to a slap, and then she switched the slap to a kiss for her son.
It's like the dumbest way to brand yourself using the word bitch, because it's like saying... It's like branding yourself Coca-Cola. Like, you say Coca-Cola a lot, but that does not mean you. It's like you're making the word bitch more popular. Who cares? How is this helping women? Fucking moron.
I know.
Let's start at the beginning, shall we, Ben? Because it was a dog race.
Oh, yes. This is my favorite part of the episode, I think.
Petit Fleur showed up in this hat that looks like... Okay, one time I was really drunk, and this is when I had Xena, and she was, like, 15 years old, and she was just peeing all over the place. And she peed, and so, like, I cleaned it up with all these paper towels, and I was drunk. And so, I don't even have a garbage disposal, so I don't know why I did this, but I was shoving them down the drain of my sink in the kitchen, and it looked like that hat. It looked like paper towels sticking out of my kitchen sink when I'm drunk. Why? Why
She's
would
like,
she do that?
Here's my hat, bitches. No snap.
Look at my hat, bitches. I'm here to sop up any bitchiness that comes out of you, bitch.
You know what? You know, people didn't think I was going to wear a hat, and I told them I wasn't, but then I wore a hat. It's sort of like a hat trick. That's going to be the name of my new book, The Hat Trick. I came up with that term. That was me snapping. The hat trick snap. This was a real hat trick.
Get over here, bitch. She was surprised when her dog didn't run... Didn't she, like, borrow that dog?
Yeah,
that
that's the thing.
Dog, right?
You know, she's so competitive. I mean, she didn't... She had, like, a dog named, like, Max. And she's like, well, I would make that dog run, you know, because she's Eddie expert, even on dog running, dog racing. But, yeah, she didn't... That's not her dog.
So she tried making it come to her with a Think Thin bar or some shit. Yeah. Like, what is she doing?
She's offering chocolate. I was like, you know that dogs can't eat chocolate, right?
She's like, dog did not win. I'm having it put down and made it into a bitch hat.
My dog eats chocolate. No one can tell my dog no. I just told the dog, switch the bitch. And by bitch, I mean your digestive system.
You know how everybody... Have you ever seen those articles where they say that people have dogs that look like them?
Yeah.
They show the picture of the dog and they actually do look exactly alike. I wouldn't say that Janet's dog looked like her, but at least she named it properly because she named it Boy Chick. I'm like,
which is
oh,
hilarious.
That's so cute. It's totally... That could be your drag name.
Boy Chick. It's made me wonder. I mean, that's like a very like Yiddishy name for someone. Like,
it's like an old Yiddish. It's like a Mr. Mushnick phrase.
Yeah, Boy Chick. Hey, Boy Chick. Like, you would think that she would name her dog something like perfume, you know, like or like
She's
Violet.
Like,
Hello, come here, one giant nostril. Come here, Dolly.
Come here, triangle nostril. Papoose.
I love that we're going to be able to talk so much about this episode, because I know we'll talk an hour about this episode, and really nothing fucking happened.
Yeah, well, there was a moon, but we'll get to that.
But I still took 3 pages of notes.
Yeah.
Let me see. Then we, after the dog race...
By the way, and the winner of the dog race was Cash!
Oh, can you believe that?
Wolf pop.
Can you believe that Cash, like, before Cash couldn't do anything, and now it's trained enough to run in a straight line as fast as possible to its mother?
Oh, I can't believe Figaro lost. I mean, Figaro was built for this, and I'm sure Lydia was shocked.
Yeah, she's going to be showing up with a Figaro number two. They're going to be like, is that the same dog?
It's the same dog.
It's an Italian greyhound. It's my daughter.
Yeah, I was really proud of that little Cash dog. And I really just, Gamble's so cute. She has the personality of like a 10-year-old whose feelings are hurt, mm-hmm. but she's not 10.
Yeah. She's really cute.
She's like,
my feelings are still hurt because Gina's supposed to be my friend. why is she bringing up these rumors? I don't understand the rumors anymore.
Wolfie!
Why is everybody so mean to me, Wolfie? Oh, Wolfie, everyone's so mean to me at my sex parties.
And meanwhile, she's the first one to start making, like, sexual jokes, you know? So, yeah. Like, that's a really good way to dispel the rumors.
I have a strepophobia. I don't like your dog, Lydia, because he's not wearing fur. It's scaring me. You know what I call this race? I call it dogs racing doggy style, like Wolfie does for me. Huh? It's a joke. My favorite position is to be on a lane and have dogs run all over me.
Gamble! Wolfie!
So then we move on to another. Chica's amazed at someone's apartment.
Oh, yeah. She's like, oh, I think it's quite amazing. I think it's really cool. I think it's excellent.
Every episode, Gina, I mean, Chica is walking into someone's home like, this is beautiful. Where'd you get the candlesticks? What a beautiful rug. I've never seen anybody living like this. How amazing. How do your drawers open? Are they motorized?
I'd love
to have to open them yourself? How many dishwashers do you have? One fireplace or 10? I'm not going to judge luxuries for luxurious people. Am I right?
I'd love to see her on House Hunters. It's like house number one. Well, I would love to have a house that's closer to town. But, oh, this is just wonderful. Oh, look at this. It's a window. It's glass that you can see through. I love that you can see that. You can see outside, but you're inside. This is just wonderful.
There's blood on these walls, but a lot of people would call that modern art. So I say, whoever died here, thanks for the bargain. It's gonna be gorgeous.
Oh, look, there's a ghost over there. It's of a little girl. It just walked out of the TV. I think it's great. What a great effect. It's really atmospheric. I love it. Like, she was like, haunted houses do not work on her. It's like, oh, there's a clanking up in upstairs. Oh, look, there's a twin. Look, there's Brucey's twin. They were separated at birth, and the twin is upstairs on a chair. I love it. I love it.
I think
really
there's somebody inside of me who died 100 years ago that murdered the children and hung herself in a tree. Well, I'll tell you what. I want to murder my children now, but it's a great feeling. So thank you, ghost. What a wonderful feeling.
Oh, I love these walls that are bleeding. It's very interactive. I love it. I love it. I think you've done great things with these walls.
The motorized drawers were bleeding out of the creases. I mean, what a house.
You know what I love? If you go upstairs to the room, you open up the room, there's like a dead body crawling out of a bathtub. I love it. It's a great place for children on their little big wheels to go racing around. I think it's great. I think I love what you've done here.
This house used to be the house of a rapist who raped all the children on the street, and then they got together and burned him, and now he's coming back in their nightmares. Sounds luxurious. I mean, who wouldn't want a house with somebody coming at them every night in their nightmares? Luxury.
I love what you've done with the telephone. There's a tongue that comes out of it. I love that. It makes you feel very, very relaxed.
Well, look, we need to put Chica in every movie genre of all time.
Just any haunted house, anything.
No, any action, like action.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm too old for this shit, but I'll do it still because it's luxurious.
So you have a machine gun too? Oh, I love that. You are so good with a machine gun.
Die hard? Is there any other way to die? What luxury?
I love what you've done with Nakatomi Plaza. It's great. I think all these Japanese investors should be very happy. And you know what? I'm so proud of the big group for catering this event. I just wish those Germans would be able to come downstairs and enjoy our canapes.
Everyone's always wanting the bus to go fast, and when it does, they complain. I call it a speed luxury.
I just love how fast this bus is going. It's just that this way you get from point A to point B, and it's just done.
So funny.
You know, I just, you know what? I love the way your new robot can move. I love how we can sort of melt and then reshape as something else. I think it's very innovative. It's like
He's
that new
back.
Lexus grill.
How luxurious.
I love that your robot can speak Spanish. Hasta la vista. It's great. It's a great advance for robots.
He can speak like my housekeeper, who's like family to me, of course, but Mexican. Oh, cheaper. So
I was like, ready, by the way, I was like ready to go for like 20 more minutes. I was like, give me a movie. I am ready to go.
Sometimes the most luxurious thing to do to a bit run is to just end it, Ben.
I know, but I can't, you know, I've been drinking coffee and I just can't. I'm like, if we could work Chef Penny into this and Chef Penny and Chica, it'll just be my dream come true.
I've tried to murder that bit run like it was my wife, and I didn't want her to get all my woman money, so I hired someone to kill Gwyneth Paltrow. How luxurious!
You know, there's been a bit of squabbling with the girls lately, and I thought the best way to bring everyone together was we'd have a retreat at Camp Crystal Lake, and we would just it'll just be us.
Oh God.
We'll be secluded. Oh, we'll go out on the lake, and it'll be a great
granny
time.
Granny panties.
You know, there's a man there with a hockey mask, and I think that's just wonderful. It's just wonderful to see people playing sports and feeling alive.
Mm.
All right, I'll stop.
So this time, Chica was amazed at Pettiflor's apartment.
Yeah.
She's like, wow, this is amazing. And Pettiflor was even worse because as much as Gina can compliment someone, Pettiflor can compliment herself even more. Like, she even one-ups people when they're just trying to be nice to her. She's like, no, I'm not touching myself, then you are to me. She's like, what a luxurious home. And Pettiflor's like, the most luxurious in the city. She's like, what a lovely balcony. I have 7 balconies.
Yeah. She's like, it's a great view of the city. She's like, oh, I have a great view of the country. I can see Asia.
Chica tells her, oh, what a lovely hallway. We're going to do something with that. I mean, that hallway calls out for something. It's like literally a poor person that Pettiflor kidnapped from Thailand. Like,
can I please eat something?
No, you can't eat. This is how you learn to be wealthy like me. Now shut up, you poor idiot.
I was Switch bored. The bitch and stop being hungry.
Did I tell you how poor I was before I got this amazing apartment that looks over India and the entire country?
Did you know that this was the original location of the United Nations? They used to have General Assembly right here in my living room.
So the reason Pettiflor was going over there is because she has hired Chica to party plan her birthday party, which...
Yeah, which we
you know
is
not going to end well.
And she demanded a staircase cake. She's like, I want to have 2 staircases that go up. They just go up, you know, and it is a representation of this, but it is also a representation of, what was the thing that she's...
My journey.
It's my journey. Opera house, but it's also the opera house. So it's a staircase to an opera house.
The opera house, yeah. She's like, I want this cake to represent my journey. It's like, sorry, we can't make a cake that's like blowing an old rich guy for a Bentley. Okay? It's a very difficult shape to make.
Yeah. And then blowing your son.
Which we'll get to. Mm. Staircase, my journey. It is hard to please this bitch. It's like the last episode.
She's like, oh yeah, I forgot to get my tagline in. She's like, this bitch wants a cake.
Hey, I really loved your doorbell because your doorbell, instead of ding dong, it just says bitch, bitch, man. I mean, that's
bitch,
branding,
bitch.
Darling. Good job.
Bitch, bitch.
Bitch, bitch.
Ringtone for next week. Bitch, bitch. And when I loved how when it was like noon, your grandfather clock went beach, 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 beach.
When I took a pee in your loo right now, it just went beach. Like, that's luxury.
How'd you get the water to talk like that, darling? Fucking Chica is so nice. It just kills me. But she's also kind of the commentator about the show. So Patty Floor is like, listen, this is my birthday. I don't want a bunch of bitches fighting. And
she's like, I just want everyone to be able to listen for when my son plays the grand bitch piano.
And Chica's like, well, here's what's going on. Gina's coming around the corner at Jackie, but Jackie's ready for her, and she's waiting there with a butter knife. So Gina's going to come around the corner. Jackie's going to be there. Who knows what's going on with Janet? She's a wild card. Get a storyline already. Get out of here. Fucking Chica, your storyline is telling everybody they have a fucking nice apartment. Stop.
So then anyway...
So then we move over to Lydia's dinner party.
I know, oh God.
Every scene is a party today.
Well, in the past, like, two, three episodes, they go from party to party. It's like they could have had, like, at least five more episodes. But I loved how when Lydia's describing the menu, she's saying how she brings out this, I guess, a renowned chef who makes this really nice-looking dessert. And Lydia's like, you know, oh, I love cigars. And so Matt is making a cigar dessert, so... Matt has made a wonderful dish around me. But you know, every single time your likes intersect with someone else's ideas, it doesn't mean that they did it because of you. It's like, yeah. It's like, what you went
like,
to that
he
store.
Made this for me.
It's like, you know what I like? I like dessert, and he's making dessert, so he's almost like invented a whole other course for a meal based around what I like.
And just, you know, I had to buy him a few limes. I mean, going into that grocery store was amazing because normally they're not open on a Monday at noon. They open just for me.
You know, it's amazing. I had to drive there, and usually the roads are closed, but the road, I could drive there freely. It's like they opened up the roads just for me.
Fucking Lydia. And first of all, okay, third of all, 20th of all,
yeah,
that dessert, she's like... The chef has made something that really represents me. It's for me. Okay, it was a phallic symbol rolled around in shit, basically.
Yeah.
It looked like a big, long dog shit. I was like,
it did.
It's like a penis covered but in delicious. Shit, just like me. It's in my marriage contract. It's like he understands what I have to put up with every
day. That cigar is my son now.
Yeah, it's like, I like cigars.
I like cigars.
Who wants a fucking dessert based on a cigar?
Well, no, I would do it. That's like a thing, that, like the dessert cigars. I've seen that before.
That's an ashy, muddy mess. It just does not sound good. But I did love that it was basically a big shit covered dick.
Yeah.
Actually, and nobody said anything. Of course, it did bring Janet to, how long do y'all keep your men hard? Keep the men hard for longer than 5 minutes. Jesus, lady.
I know. She should be calling up Emily Morse.
Yeah, Emily would be like, maybe if he's not staying hard, you should be nicer to him. She was... that was uncalled for. That was from our bonus episode.
Yeah.
Bop. Yeah, Janet went through her litany of what different things men can do to get hard. And I think it's funny because she fucks 20-year-olds. So either erectile dysfunction has spread or... You know, you should stop fucking 20-year-olds because there's a reason they can't get it up late.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But she was talking about all the different men things that you can use now. Like, there's pills, obviously. And now there's, like, a jelly or something that you can put on your dick and it gets hard in 10 minutes. What the hell?
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I've never heard of that. Sounds amazing.
Well, you know, in Australia, they got all sorts of weird things.
Janet, in this episode, well, really in the past few, has been so over-the-top, fakey, two-faced.
I know.
But I just love it, because she's so Texas when she does that. Because that's how Southern people are. They're like, honey, how are you? You look amazing. You look different. That means you look really fat. And, like, there's all these hidden meanings, and that's right. How Janet is. She's like... Darling, you're amazing. Here we are in your house. Look at you. You're wonderful. You're like Nigella Lawson. Did you just call her a fat slut? Because I have a feeling that's what she meant.
I know. That was amazing when she called Lydia. I was like, although I will say, Lydia's food did look good.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
No, it did.
I was getting hungry.
No, I was about to take a drink of tea.
I was like, what's this bitch cooking on a bitch kitchen?
She's like, can I please have the appetizer of escort bitch? That would be wonderful, please.
I'll have some shrimp a la bitch.
I'm going to have this dessert at my party, and it's going to be called a bitchar.
Did you hear about my birthday party? It's going to be called a winter bitcherland.
Oh, God. Pussy lick drink? Oh, that's Janet. Would you like a pussy lick? Offering someone's mom, or Lydia's mom, a pussy lick drink? Oh, these notes. I take too
they
many
were all,
notes.
These women were all horny, and Exhibit A was Petty Floor giving a blowjob to the cigar.
Oh, God, I missed that.
Oh, yeah, I think it was Petty Floor. She was fully filleting her cigar. Get this bitch in my mouth.
She's not a nice one. Okay, now I'm flipping, and you know I don't know how to flip through this notebook. So.
Yeah, you go flip.
So I'm sure something else happened in this episode here.
Well, no, I think that the next thing that happened was that we then went to Petty Floor getting ready for her birthday party.
Oh my goodness, this woman's a mess.
So her first big issue is there's this giant moon, which already has me laughing that there's even a giant moon at this party. And Petty Fleur, it's like too high for Petty Fleur, and because she's going to be doing a rumba, she announces, and I guess she'll be starting on the moon. And the moon cannot be adjusted, and someone needs to get this bitch moon down a little bit because I'm not tall enough.
Okay, we'll just saw the set piece. Okay, yeah. We just built like a 10-foot tall set piece for your fucking living room. She's like, yeah. No, I want it different. Like, they cannot make you a new moon today, okay, Petty Floor? They're busy.
And also, you shouldn't even be on a moon in the first place. It doesn't make sense. It's not thematic. You're doing a winter wonderland. The moon has nothing to do with it. And you're going to be dancing to the song Petty Floor, so you should at least be coming off of a flower or something. You know, the last thing you want is to come in a moon like Celine Dion in Caesar's Palace.
Why couldn't they just get her a step stool? Did they really cut that moon down? Like, I cannot jump off the moon for my rumba. Who does this? I'm freaking out. That was her other phrase of the day. Yeah. I'm freaking out. I'm, like, freaking out right now. This party isn't done. I'm freaking out. Look at that tree. I'm going to freak out.
It looks like a forest. Yeah, I mean, she was being so annoying because basically she wanted her main hallway to look like Winter Wonderland. So first they put in all these like branches and stuff and flowers, and they're obviously not done. They obviously have not put in the snow. And she's like, this looks like a flower shop to me. I'm like, well, guess what? You know what a Winter Wonderland looks like without snow? It looks like a flower shop, okay? That's the way it works, all right? So let them put the snow on and then you can complain.
Yeah, but no, she has to walk through and be as mean as possible to try and start a war with Chica, of all people, who is not going to have it, you know?
Yeah, because Chica, that's one thing. You can't really mess with Chica's business, because she was like, well, Petty Floor was being ridiculous. You know, she asked for more flowers and branches. We put that in. Now she says too floral. I mean, I can't get it. I love her. That's what I love about her. She's so spunky.
Yeah.
Like, shut up, Chica. You're pissed. You admit it.
And Petty Floor is walking around just yelling at the, or not even yelling, but just telling the interns, basically, like two 20-year-olds. She's like, oh, who does this for their business? This is not a carpet. This is cream. I want winter. Yes. This is cream carpet. Who wants this? I'm going to freak out. And she's like, no, it'll look good. She's like, I don't have time for the future because what I see is right now and I'm freaking out about it.
I do not.
It's not cream. Snow is not cream.
It is not cream. Someone roll this bitch up and get it out of here.
How are people supposed to pee their names into the snow if it is cream? This is ridiculous. I'm freaking out.
I'm freaking like, out so much. It's like I'm walking on a giant slick of Coffee Mate. But, you know, what's funny is, you know, on some housewives, we've seen this a million times. On some housewives shows, when the party has to come together, they play all this tense music and they're like, where's the light? The light's not happening. And then they cut to, like, Kyle being like, oh my God, my wife party is, I do this every year and it's not coming together, it's gonna be a disaster. And then, you know, they always play tense music, like, what's gonna happen? But you can see the producers just don't even give a shit about Petty Floor. The music was like bloop 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 bloop. It's just like
music.
It's just like, I'm freaking out. It was like when you watch Survivor and they play the idiot coconut music where it's like boom 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 boom. They play some weird percussion that's like
They do that on Top Chef whenever there's like a really dumb chef, like one of the ones that they just want to kick off early. They're like, I made this amazing thing. It's like, ba-doom, doom, ba-doom, doom. It's like always some
it's
fat,
like someone like
guy. It's so sad.
It's like they drop percussive instruments down a staircase.
If only you could actually hear that music while you were competing, you would know what's coming. You're never going to make it. Also, speaking of that piece of shit, that literal shit dessert, that reminded me of Top Chef. Do you remember? I think it was season one or two where there was that guy who was like an Applebee's, like literally an Applebee's chef or something, like a line cook. And he hated the guest judge. And so it was that Dana Cowan chick. Yeah. And he hated her, so they had to make stuff out of a vending machine, so he made that poop Cheeto. It was like a Cheeto.
I forgot about that. He was like an asshole.
Like poop, and he's like, in an interview later, he was like, it was amazing making Dana Cowan eat a giant piece of dick shit. Like, classic.
Make that bitch eat it.
Where were we, darling?
Darling, we were talking about the preparations for Pettifloor's party.
Oh, Pettifloor. Yeah, she was ridiculous and trying to be a big diva, but it didn't work. And Chica is not going to fall for that. She's like, oh, thank you for calling customer service. This is Chica of Chica Design. You don't like it, darling? I'm going to see what we can do about that. All right. Don't freak out. Don't freak out. Remember that you're living in luxury. I'm going to be there in time, in luxurious time.
Oh, I think that
I do. It's like in an hour.
I know. I think that Pettifloor is like a little bit impatient. But you know, I love her. I love that about her. That's how she gets things done. I love that about her. But she's still
this
a bit impatient.
This is not winter. In winter, there should be poor people without shoes begging for money, wishing they were old enough to have sex with a man to get Bentleys. What the hell kind of winter is this?
This is supposed to be winter in New York. I do not see it. By the way, I liked how the Winter Wonderland theme only existed in the hallway. It's like, and then you go into like the, then it's just like her apartment,
and then it's Dancing with the Not Stars. With okay, so carpet is gray, wanted flowers, blah blah blah, Chica. Okay, so then Janet goes over to Manuela's house.
Oh yes, Manuela,
because Manuela is like the behind the scenes queen bee, I guess, of
this
group.
She's the Faye Resnick of Melvin.
Well, I wouldn't call Faye Resnick the big puppet master.
I
kind of got the impression that Manuela was kind of a puppet master. Just
no,
I talked about.
I actually like Manuela, but for some reason, she reminded me of Faye Resnick, even though they don't even look alike. But for some reason, I was getting a lot of Faye Resnick from her.
Manuela's a horrible human being, and I hope she's on next year because I'm going to love to watch her.
I don't mind Manuela, to be honest. I think she's sort of funny. I like that.
That girl is nothing but a shit stirrer. Yeah. That girl's a life ruiner on purpose for fun. She's like, ha, 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 ha. Like, she just sits there with her fucking weird, holier-than-thou smile. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
She seems awful, though. But I like her. I want her to be on next year. But I don't even know what this scene was, except to get Manuela in here a little bit. But it was Janet basically being like, hi, Manuela. It's me, Janet. I just want to stop talking about the rumor. Like, another scene about Janet bringing up a rumor that she doesn't want to talk about.
I know.
I don't even remember what this was about.
I don't remember it either.
Manuela was like, I'm going to be mean to Gamble now.
Yeah, basically.
And so then, finally, we get over to...
the party?
Do we get there? Oh, yeah.
More or less.
So we get to the party.
Right.
And it's the big reveal. Yeah. And Pettifloor is walking through the hallway. And she opens her eyes and she's like, oh, it's so pretty. After all that, she's like, it's beautiful. She's like,
but I have no regrets about the way I acted, because had I not busted some balls, these bitches wouldn't have gotten this bitch ready.
God, she's the worst. Like, what did you being a bitch have anything to do with this? Being a bitch did not light this room, okay?
Yeah, like, they already had their bags of snow. Like, it would have happened.
Also, that sweater that Pettifloor was wearing in her testimonials have boob cups that are above her nipples. What is she doing?
She's just trying hard. She's just a very thirsty lady.
Is that, like, nose shading? Are we supposed to see them as higher, or
I don't know, it's like she's doing contouring for her upper chest area. I want you to see my collarbone.
Gamble walks in and is like,
oh, what did I think? Well, it was an ejaculating forest.
Yeah.
That forest came everywhere. Like Woofy.
Like Woofy, that forest came everywhere. I was an ejaculating forest, but I don't have sex parties. How dare you say I have sex parties? I'm very prudish. Oh, it's an ejaculating forest. Oh, Woofy.
Someone take my picture of being ejaculated on my trees for Facebook. No one will get the wrong impression.
Oh, I have a pearl necklace of forest ejaculate. Oh, no sex parties.
Darling, I heard you had a sex party with a bunch of fake trees from Michael's.
They were not fake trees. They were the trees from Snow White. And they told me to go running because there was an apple coming my way. It was evil.
It wasn't Michael's. It was the Hobby Lobby. It rhymes and I like poems.
Oh, Wolfie, you know I love going to World One. Well, I forgot the name of it. Wolfie, I forgot the name of the store I like to go to.
Lydia.
World Market. Oh, World. Oh, World Market. World Market with Wolfie.
Lydia's such a bitch with a smile on her face. I've really enjoyed Lydia this whole season, by the way.
Well, she's been like, you know, she's just walking around like she just was next to a church bell that rang like bong, and she's like, "What? What? I can't hear you."
She's just so stupid. I love her. She's like, "I'm so honored to be at Petty Floor's birthday. I mean, half of 100. That's a long." Long time. So happy hun birthday. Like, oh, fucking idiot. 70's really old.
You know what I just realized? 50 is right in between 49 and 51. That's pretty amazing. It's almost like 50 is the daughter of 51.
Who was Gamble talking to when she said,
I don't want you talking to Manuela, she's aggressive.
And she has like this friend who looks sort of like Elvira, Mistress of the Night, at least has the same hair. And she was saying,
oh, it was that dark haired chick?
I think so, because she was like,
oh, Manuela's very aggressive to me.
And then that chick runs right over to Manuela and is like, that girl called you aggressive, killer.
Yeah. Well, no. And then Manuela's like, so, I hear you think I'm aggressive.
Oh my God.
Am I aggressive? Am I aggressive?
Sauntering over there. Yeah, she comes sauntering over there in heels too tall with that neck that looks like it could wrap up an entire family and suffocate them, by the way. She looks terrifying. These big old toilet lid teeth that can chomp down on your head anytime. And she literally looks down on Gamble, and has this big fake smile on her. And she's like, so how are you, Gamble? And Gamble's like,
oh, fine.
She's like, really? That's wonderful. Well, I think I've heard that you're calling me aggressive. Is that so?
She's like,
no.
Yeah, you're aggressive.
Well, I liked her responses more. She's like, no, yes. Well, you're aggressive.
No, Wolfie.
How am I aggressive?
Yeah, you were doing it perfect. I'm aggressive? How am I aggressive? What am I doing? What am I doing to scare you? Am I scaring you?
Yeah. And she's like, well, you spread rumors about me, and I don't appreciate the rumors.
I like the friend when she's like, well, you are being scary. What are you doing? Back off.
And Manuela's like, please don't interrupt me. I'm having my moment to get on the show. Thank you.
And she starts trying to intimidate Gamble, and Gamble looked like she was about to piss herself. And then she was like, fuck this, you know? Yeah. And so she like flipped the bitch. And she was like,
you need to get laid, all right?
Yeah. She just went crazy. She's like, what's wrong with you? She's like, grow the fuck up talking about this rumor. I'm sick of talking about it. You women all need to go get laid.
Slandering my character.
And then Jenna comes over. And then it's like Janet, you know, she hears this thing about the slander of the character. Janet's like, now you listen. I'm sorry, I'm still in like my Gamble voice. I'm like, I can't get out of it. I'm like, oh, I'm Janet. No, Janet's like, now you listen. Like,
When is it going to get into your little head that I wasn't trying to slander your character? I said I didn't come up with the rumor. I just was saying it to warn you of it, and I was doing the exact opposite. When's it going to get into your little head? You know, and Gamble's like, I didn't hear anything you just said. Could you repeat that, please?
Janet, when are you going to stop talking about the rumor? Nobody cares about this rumor. Why do you bring up the rumor every day?
It's like, she did not bring it up. Your stupid friend did, because you went to her house and brought it up before you brought it up at the dinner party, before you brought it up at the other party. Stop bringing it up, you dumb bitch. And yeah. Janet's like,
stop talking about it. Did you hear Gamble talking about the rumor?
Stop it. Just stop it. So then this fight with Jackie and Gina started.
Oh, yeah, because then Gina gets in, because then... Oh, I don't remember. How did this fight even start? I'm trying to remember now.
Well, I guess the dance was before the fight, if you want to discuss the dance.
Oh, yeah, well, we have to discuss the dance, because then the son is like, I love my mom, I love my mom. We have sex every day, I love my mom. And then... like the doors open and there's Pettiflor on a moon and she starts doing her rumba.
Oh God, his speech. He's like, there was a time, this kid is such a drama queen. It's like, there was a time when the most beautiful woman in the world wasn't here yet. And all that was here on earth to represent her were her beautiful, amazing parents. Her parents went to a dance one evening at a dance hall, and they knew right when they danced with each other for the first time that it was meant to be. And they went home, and they planted a little flower seed inside of a vagina that grew into a short, evil woman with a terrible accent. It's my mother. Please welcome.
It's like someone put a beach in that vagina.
He's like, the song they were dancing to, Pettiflor. Well, thank God they weren't dancing to Cold Hearted Snake or some
I
shit.
I know, Mac the Knife.
Pettiflor is an awkward enough name.
Yeah. They were dancing to the song, Bitches Back.
They were dancing to the song, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. So, here to dance a beautiful romantic rumba is my mother, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Oh, no!
So then the dance. So then after the dance, Chica is hilarious, by the way, in this whole scene. So then after the dance, she's like, oh, no, wait, there is more. I'm like, oh, no. She's like, wait, bitches.
Bitches, there's a second act, bitches.
My son is going to play chopsticks because my parents had Chinese food that night.
Son comes out and plays the exact same song they just all listened to. But this time, she's standing next to the piano with her eyes closed, like sexually dancing back and forth.
Like, and she's almost doing her snap. She's almost doing her snap, but she's still not doing her snap. Still doesn't quite have it.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just getting close, but not quite there.
And Chica is dying laughing.
Yeah, Chica can't control it. And then, of course, afterwards, she's like, oh, I think it was great. I think it was wonderful. You know, I kept on laughing because it was just so perfect. Oh, I loved it. I wish Brucey would do that.
So then we got to the fight. The big Janet and Gina whatever.
Yeah, and by the way, Janet and Gina spent the whole episode leading up to this talking about how they really like each other. But it's like, you know, Jackie's like a younger teen sister, you know, you never know when she's gonna flare up, but then we will go get a meal together. And Jackie's basically saying the same thing. So we knew they were gonna have a fight.
Yeah. I'm trying to see. Jackie versus Gamble. Why did
oh, you know
I write
it was,
that?
You know what it was? Because Gamble was mad at Gina for bringing up the stripper. Like, the fact that her makeup lady is involved with, was like, somehow part of the rumors. So Gamble was, like, confronting Gina about that, right?
Oh, right. So, and then Jackie came into it. But then how did Jackie come into it?
I think because Gina was denying that she was trying to stir up trouble, and then I think, and then they started talking about the morning show.
Jackie started talking about the morning show, right?
Yeah, like about how Gina was going about, like how Gina said, "Let's throw the new girls under the bus," and Gina's like, "He was all in fun. He was in fun.
Just joking, darling.
Which I believe, of course, you'd be like, "Oh, that was fun, girls. All right, let's throw the new girls under the bus." I mean, of course, you talk about that shit.
Right.
But yeah, then Jackie's like, listen here. You know I don't lie. All right, I'm rich. I'm gorgeous. My husband's in silver chair. I don't lie. What do I have to lie about, huh? What do I have to lie about? And then she starts getting all ghetto, and Gina's like, listen, I don't need some little horrible bogan woman coming after me.
And then wasn't Gamble the one who said something about, like,
oh, I think that the angels are messed up in your brain. I think your angels are.
And then that's what set Jackie off. She's like,
I don't know about this psychic thing. Angels aren't very nice.
Yeah. And Jackie's like, now you're talking, you know, being psychic is very serious to me. Now you're getting, that's not being couture. You're not like Petty Floor's moon, which was very couture. You're like Petty Floor's asshole, which is not couture.
Don't fuck with the angels.
Don't fuck
with my angels.
Those are my angels. I'm psychic. And now you're messing with my profession? You can't do that. My husband's in silver chair.
I heard that your angels are having a sex party for heroin.
Ooh, your angels and your demons make a movie with Tom Hanks, and then they have sass in the movies.
So then they all just... Jackie just, like, lost her shit. Was really going after Gina.
Well, she did that. I lost this until Jackie repeated it later. I missed this, I mean. But Gina, I guess, said, I'm not talking to you. You both have dilated pupils.
That's what it was. That was the thing that set up. She's like, Gina's like, I'm just, like, I'm not sticking around. She's like, I see dilated pupils. I'm getting out of here. And then that, and Jackie was like, you know, Gina always says these things and just, like, walks off. It's not right. I can't believe you said I had dilated pupils.
Meanwhile, she's opening her eyes as wide as possible, and her button pupils are popping out. Like, yep.
The angels are taking over my eyes. Yeah.
Listen, I'm in silver chair. It's very different. It's not called cocaine. It's called breakfast, all right? It's what we do. Feed your nose, all right? Losers.
The news news.
But she got pissed, and Gina kept walking away. And then Jackie just kept following her around, going, why don't you talk to me? Let's talk. You want to fight? Let's blah, blah, blah. And Gina's like, no, you're tired, busy, tired, whatever. Like, not going to fight with her.
Friction.
So then we had a blood, sweat, and heels moment where Jackie's, like, trying to bang open the door. Gina's, like, locked on her.
To one of the seven balconies.
I'll climb to the next balcony.
No, Carlos.
Not the photos.
Blah, blah, blah. And then it just kind of ends. Yeah. And it's like, well, I'm leaving.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden the music changes to, like, I think it was Marriage of Figaro. And then it does the thing at the end of the season where it, like, zooms in on the face and then says, like, you know, what they've been up to. And I was like, what? I didn't know this was the season finale.
I did love that it ended with Gina going, I'm not fighting with some random bogan woman. A terrible high mileage thing. That's what she said. I wrote that down. That's amazing. A terrible high mileage thing.
Love you.
So yeah, then they start. Petiflores was basically like, I'm Petiflor and I'm freaking out, bitches. And then
this party was great. I am over the moon about it, but not this moon because it's too tall for me.
I cannot be over the moon about this party, but I can be leaning on the moon for this party, okay? I'm going to put that on your Yelp, Gina.
Hey, astronomers, there's a moon in my living room. Take that, bitches.
Oh, look, it's my sun. I can see Uranus.
Oh. Hey, bitches, did you hear that Pluto's no longer a planet? Take that, Pluto, you stupid bitch.
And that was pretty much it.
Houston, we have a bitch. In space, nobody can hear you scream, bitches.
Look, I'm your bitch.
All right, so that was fun. What a fun season. And we've got two more episodes because it's reunion time.
Yes.
Real Housewives of Melbourne does not do a lost footage episode, but I would love to see some extra scenes of Janet trying to have sex with some old person for an hour. Helicopter, helicopter, helicopter.
It's like the opening of MASH.
Potatoes. Did you make these? Oh, you must have done it for me. I love mashed potatoes.
I'm so glad you invented this vegetable for me.
Because I'd like to thank Russia for inventing the potato. They did it for me.
Yeah, thank you for growing it. I heard they were going to stop growing potatoes worldwide, but I said, no, I like potatoes. They said, okay, we'll keep the crops open.
Next stop, corn. So, what do you want to talk about now? I don't even know what I mean half the time.
Next up, corn.
Do you want to do blood sweat? Do you want to do candy ski trip? What would you rather do, Ben?
I'll tell you exactly what I want to talk about next.
Riley.
Let's talk about candy ski trip.
Trying to do candy laughing. Candy.
Candy ski trip.
Candy ski trip. Wow. So Candy's mom doesn't suck. Her whole family fucking sucks. What the hell?
I loved Candy's ski trip.
Oh my God. If it's just the aunts complaining the whole time, I'll watch.
Oh, I thought it was so funny. You know what I liked about it? Aside from the fact that these aunts grumbling and complaining so much, aside from the fact that that was so entertaining, I just, for some reason, I found it to be all oddly relatable. Like, I can imagine going on a big trip with my extended family and these things would come up, you know?
Yeah, all the fights are cray cray.
Like, just stupid shit, you know?
Well, it opens with Candy saying she's taking her family on a trip because she, like, won it or something. Somebody gave it to her for publicity or something. I do not think they meant a ski trip for 20 people or how many ever the hell people you've got on this thing. But I love that Bargain Basement Candy's like, well, it's free. Let's all go.
I know, exactly. That's the funny part. It's a free trip, and yet they spend the entire time complaining.
And Todd's trying to be, they do their testimonial thing at the beginning together where they're like, I'm Candy and I'm Todd and we're going to take a ski trip or whatever.
Yeah.
And Todd is trying so hard to be charming and likable and high energy and loving to Candy. And he's like a bad child actor. Is not.
Yeah.
Like, literally, he looks like a child actor with some stippled on facial hair.
To paraphrase Mean Girls, the reason why his hair is so tall is because it's filled with lies.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I can't wait, Candy. I'm like, oh, good, here we go.
I know.
So they take everybody on this trip, including the assistants, Carmen and what's the other guy?
And Don Juan, and then there's even Todd's, like, overly enthusiastic assistant, whatever his name was.
Oh, we'll get to him.
Yeah, we'll get to him.
So we get to everybody packing, and the mom and the aunts are, like, bringing their own food in a suitcase.
They're bringing their own grits.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
My grandma used to do that too. Then we got a scene before they leave of Mama Joyce being nice to Todd at the grave.
Yeah.
He's like, maybe I didn't love your mother, Todd, but I'm sorry she's dead. I brought some condoms to put on the grave.
Because she's a whore.
I know whores don't use condoms, but you can always try, even after death, to improve someone's character, Todd.
I know that if there's one thing your mama would want in the afterlife, it's just lots and lots of dick. So I brought some lube to bury with her. Because she's a whore.
I had Candy wear her fur coat to pimp it up while we're visiting your mama, Todd.
Todd, I'm sorry that you're the only man here. I know that Sharon would have wanted many, many men to be here with her right now.
Oh, good. So we know trouble's coming because when they ask Mama Joyce if she's excited, she says, I can't be in the room with Carmen and not want to drag her. So flight, drive. Everybody starts getting pissed off because, so this is Todd's assistant? Who is this
Yeah,
guy?
So what happens is I forget his name. They fly to Steamboat. Well, they fly to Colorado. They're going to go to Steamboat Springs or whatever it's called. And this assistant, he shows up and he's like, all right, everyone, I got you some emergency. It's going to be in this hot apple cider. And he pulls out basically like 4 cups of hot apple cider, which I thought was actually pretty poor. Like, you don't, if you have a whole group coming, you don't get apple cider for just for like Todd and his crew.
Yeah, and then Todd and his crew go in one car, and then everybody else was put on like a van, and so they got all.
To be fair, right? I thought the bus was nicer than the SUV.
Yeah, but that's just where it started because the ants were like, "Oh, here we are on the back of a bus in our own family." I was like, "Oh no, here we go." Looking they were anything. Already pissed. That assistant guy is like how a black guy would imitate a nerdy white guy. He's like,
hi guys, it's me, the white guy. I've got medicine and everybody be safe.
It's like, oh God, what is with the white people on these shows? It was last week with Kenya Moore's white actor trying to act like he was black. Yeah. And now this week, the white guy's trying to act like he's as white as possible. What is happening? Can we just get some normal white people on these shows?
No, never. It's payback for all the black people who get like poorly for all the awful black people who wind up on these shows that then white America thinks is the way black America is.
Yeah, this is Caucasian karma.
It's payback. I think we can take one for the team. It's okay.
Yeah, Caucasian karma.
So,
hi guys.
So they're driving, and then when they finally get to their cabins, you know that Aunt Nora and Aunt Bertha and Weenie have been stewing over that apple cider. They are pissed. That you know, they probably are hungry. If anything else, they are clearly hungry and they need some food because you know, hunger can run in my family, and I've seen it happen, and I've been the victim of it many times, and I recognize it. And Aunt Bertha was clearly hangry at that moment. She's like, we waited, you know, first we fly, then we have to drive for 2 hours, and da 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 da. She's like, I'm not happy at all. I'm not happy about this.
She's pacing around, chain smoking, and Candy's like, come on now.
See? Now, Bertha, Aunt Bertha, like, why are you so mad right now? But Bertha's like, listen, I understand that she was hangry, but, like, what does she want to happen? Does she want somehow Don Juan to move the entire resort town of Steamboat Springs 10 minutes away from the airport? It's just what happens.
I just love this family because they all act like they're successful. Like, you are not the one who had a successful career and got rich, okay? You do not have the right to be a diva. But this isn't just being a diva. This is old lady diva. And I think you do kind of earn it. So I'm gonna take back my other point.
Well, no, I mean, this is like, honestly, all they're complaining, which we'll get into, but all they're complaining that they went through this episode, you know what? Deep down, they were loving it because these old ladies and Weenie, they got nothing better to do. You know, like they're like a gift to them is giving them something that they can like sit and talk about over and over and over again and get themselves angry and angry and angry. And then it's a thing. And now they're like their time is occupied with the stupidity.
Much better like than podcast. Bridge. Better than bridge.
Yeah.
And then we have the white guy trying to make Bertha happy, which was my favorite part of the entire show.
Oh God.
She's sitting there with her arms crossed on the couch. He's like,
"Hi, Aunt Bertha. I got you some food."
She's like, "I don't want your food. Take that back away. Take your plate, young man." He's like,
"Everybody likes food."
I don't.
"Do you want some lotion?"
"No."
"Do you want a kiss?"
"No."
"Do you want me to rub your feet?"
"No." Who does that?
I know.
One of my husbands rubbed my feet.
This is how people get killed at the zoo, by the way. This is how. Remember those two kids who were drunk up in like San Francisco or Oakland or wherever they were, San Jose? They were at the zoo and they taunted a tiger. They got up in that tiger's business. And you know what the tiger did? The tiger ran and jumped out of the tiger pen and killed them both.
Good for him.
Yeah, that's how this happens right here. This assistant, he is lucky he still has his head. He went up. He was messing with Aunt Bertha, like, Learn some social cues, my friend.
That white guy even has Dumb and Dumber hair. He has Jim Carrey Dumb and Dumber hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bertha, come on.
I was going to kill him. And Aunt Bertha, you ain't my husband. So funny. So then you see Mama Joyce's face over there just watching this, and she's dying. Like her Joker smile. The only time she's happy is when there's misery around. So I was glad to see her smile.
Mm-hmm.
Then the answer showed their room. Quote, this room ain't no nice. she was not having that room. She was like, oh, hell no. So now they're even more mad. And then we get a cute scene with Riley and Kayla. Is her name Kayla?
Kayla, yeah. This Kayla. Is like, hey, Kayla, hey, so I broke up with my boyfriend.
You did? What did you say to him?
I said, I don't know. I don't know if we should go on. And I was like, oh, and he was like, okay. So that's what I told him.
But she didn't even break up with him. Her friend did. She's like, my friend broke up with my boyfriend. And she's like, why'd your friend do it? She's like, I don't know. She didn't like him.
And Kayla's like, yeah, that's cool. I was watching it. With someone who has never really watched before, has watched some of the show, but didn't really know about these girls, and was like, are these two girls slow? Like, he really asked, like, seriously, like, oh, do they have a mental condition? I was like, no, that's just the way they talk. But I want to get back to the showing off of the rooms, because...
Oh, okay, good. You didn't say anything, so I skipped on past.
No. I just got distracted, because I was looking up the story about the tiger that killed people at the zoo. The thing is that in the main house were, it was Candy and Todd, Mama Joyce, and the two daughters, which makes sense, right? And then you have like another cabin that's like pretty much next door, and you have all of Todd's family, and then the three assistants. And then there's this third house, a cabin, that's like down a ways, and then it's like up a staircase, and that's where like the aunts and Weenie were placed. So the aunts were pissed. They were pissed off that they had to walk all the way down, then upstairs. I mean, every step it was like a crime against humanity. But that being said, for as much as they were complaining and griping, I do think it was kind of ridiculous to put these older ladies down like a slope and up a staircase. Like I'm shocked that they were not that basically Don Juan and Carmen got better lodging than these women.
Well, I think it's probably because they work for Candy, so they have to be closer to the house to do stuff.
Yeah.
Like to get the dinners ready for everybody and
exactly.
You know, they're there to do stuff. But of course it's easier. I didn't notice that it was up a slope. I mean, I heard them complaining about the stairs, but I mean, she said 12 stairs. She was like,
yeah.
There's 12 stairs over there.
No. She was saying that the other house, when the Don Juan was in, that was 12 steps away.
But of course,
the moment, so then there was like this whole thing, you know, the aunts and Weenie, they get into a tizzy down in their cabin. When they come up for dinner, they are mad. And Candy's like, oh, why are you looking so upset? And they're like, and Weenie is like,
oh my god, Weenie, when she was talking to the aunt, she's like, this is not right, I'm gonna fix this. She was ready to go. Listen, you may not know where Weenie's coming from, but you never piss off your food source, okay? These women cook for Weenie. She is not, it's like yelling at a Twinkie. You'll never see it done, ever. No matter what that Twinkie does to you.
Yeah. So
she's gonna stay on the good side of the women who cook for her.
That is correct. So Weenie was like, you put the two old ladies down there, another street, like, so far away, how could you do that to your aunts? You put them all the way down there when they have this and that. So then Kenya's like, all right, see now, Riley, we'll just move Riley and Kayla down the street, and then you guys can leave up here. So then so Candy's... I was like, what? So then she's like, see now, Riley, pack your bags. And Riley's like, oh,
that's
I don't
not
want
fair.
To. That's not fair.
This is an injustice.
And Candy's like, well, I tried my best. So
I'm going to have my friend break up with you for me.
So then Candy comes back. She's like, see now,
I don't know what I'm gonna do. He goes, like, we was gonna move Riley. But then, like, she doesn't want to go, so, like, I don't know what I'm gonna do. But then Don Juan and Carmen are like, well, we can just go down there. And like, oh, okay. I'm like, yeah, obviously. Obviously move the assistants, you know. But but then once they're like, okay, so they're like, okay, so Aunt Nora and Aunt Bertha, you'll be taking over Carmen and Don Juan's room. And then they're like,
No.
I mean, not no, but they were like, they were still pissed.
Yeah, like, they want the master bedroom.
I'm like, you just said before that it was only 12 steps away, and now you're angry again?
They were being awful. Those women, I'm telling you, the three of them are just awful. They're awful at all times to everybody about everything. Now that we've seen them for one episode, you know where Mama Joyce gets it from. They must have got it from their folks or something, because they're all awful.
Yeah.
All three of them.
Well, but then it turns out that the real source of the issue was something else. So all the women gathered in the living room, they're like, you never call. You used to call up every single day. You don't come. Weenie was crying. Everyone's crying. But you know the way old people are. They are the biggest exaggerators on the planet. You know, she's like, you used to call up every Sunday. We would have these hot to hot conversations. You know that, like, they talked like once every 6 weeks. You know.
Yeah. And Candy had a good point. It's like she's, you know, her mom was making her life a living hell when she was getting with Todd, and every, you know, when she goes to her family's house, they just kind of join in with the mom. It's like, you know, there's a reason.
Yeah.
I just like that they made the white guy sit at the kids' table with the two girls. And that was a literal kids' table for, yeah, like 5-year-olds. It was all the way on the ground. Everybody's kneeling down.
Yeah.
And he's like, so guys, what do you like to do? And they're like, nothing. He's like, great. Do you want some mustard? No. Are you sure? Do you want a foot wrap? Oh my God, I'm going to kill him. But you kind of love that they put him at the kids' table. That was funny.
It was amazing. I loved it. I was like laughing the whole way through. I was really entertained.
Yeah, it's a fun show. People seem to be mixed about it on our Facebook page. Some, actually not mixed. I think everybody just hates it.
Wow.
So we'll have to see what people say. I like it. I mean, I think it's funny. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, it's sort of hard to say anything about it because it's like what we always say about Atlanta. It's like it's already funny on its own. So what can you add to it, you know?
Yeah. But what other shows would be coming up that we could cover for this Tuesday episode?
Only Married to Medicine. We got Married to Medicine coming
up. OMG. When does that begin?
Like in June. So in June, a whole bunch of new shows are coming. So we got Married to Medicine. We got Real Housewives of Orange County coming up soon. That's going to be on Mondays. We're gonna have just other stuff.
Oh yeah, so there's always something crappy coming down.
Yeah, there's don't you worry,
bitches. You like I said, crappy. It's branding, bitch.
Hey, bitches, we have another show. We have another show coming down the pipeline on Bravo. It's called Real Housewives of Orange Bitch County.
I'm freaking out
about Orange County. How can you have a county that's the entire county is orange? How is that possible? It's supposed to be a winter wonderland.
They named it that before spray tanning, y'all. All right, so now let's move on to Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Yay! So on this episode, they decided to go back to the Hamptons.
Yeah, it was a fun episode.
So, first things first, there was
Demetria.
Oh, God. Demetria's like, well, actually, Demetria's being, well,
no, she's not. She's letting her man do the dirty work.
Yeah, she is. Totally, I was about to say,
honestly,
I actually was
saying that he controls anything in that relationship ever.
Yeah, I actually, you know what's funny is that as I started to say it, that's the reason why I stopped. I was like, wait a second. No, Demetria was not being nice. Demetria was not standing up for a friend. Greg was being totally irrational by saying that he wants to disinvite Geneva. I mean, I get why he wants to disinvite her, because who wants Wesley Snipes at your wedding? But in this case, you know, that's that's Demetria's friend. Demetria's like, okay. I mean, Greg, why are you putting me in this position? I'm like, whatever. You don't get put in position, Demetria.
Yeah, that is totally a case of the woman controlling the man. Because, you know, he said all this stuff already at home. She's acting like she's never heard it and blah, blah, blah. At home, she was probably like, yeah, fuck them. Fuck all of them. Get her out of there. She's not part of this wedding. And then at the cake store, he's like, I've decided. And she's like, oh, but she's my friend. first of all, if she's such your friend, then why don't you just tell him, nope, sorry, she's my friend. I'll try and get her to apologize, but you're not going to disinvite my friends to my wedding.
Yeah, exactly. It's like as easy as that.
Yeah, I don't buy any of that. But it's still fun because it makes me hate them even more. And they're kind of fun to hate because they're very high on themselves, both of them.
Right. Very.
And good. Melissa just has an axe to grind with her frowny negative eyebrows and her angular square frown eyebrows now. This time they are rectangular. But she's mad, and so she came over, and so she's ready to get her own revenge on everybody through them, which isn't going to work because the issues are just so different. You're just like a crazy, like, kind of loose ex video star girl, and this woman wrote a book. Like, you're never going to be on the same.
Like, yeah.
As much as you're on the same side today, you're never going to be on the same side in life. So stop.
Yeah. Melissa's so annoying this season.
Yeah, she really is. It's all in the brows, I'm telling you. Your eyebrows can change your entire personality. So what happened after this?
I don't remember the order that things happened, but I know that Micah had, like, another visit with her suit, the guy she's seeing, which was unremarkable.
Yeah. And then Geneva went over to see Chantal at her little office.
Oh, she's like, oh my god. Like, 5 hot bartenders backed out of this gig. I don't know what I'm going to do.
And Geneva's like, girl, you just need to masturbate. That's all you really need. Just jerk off every once in a while. Touch yourself. That's what you do when you're sad. That was Geneva's whole thing today, is just have more sex.
Yeah.
But Geneva is wearing an orange plaid overcoat, a velvet red scarf that's plaid, and an orange hat with a pink ribbon. What the fuck is she doing?
It was a disaster. It was like plaid threw up on her. She was like some strange ode to bagpipers. I don't know what it was, but it was really
terrible. I like bagpipers. They wear skirts. You know how easily they can reach their dicks? They probably masturbate all day long. That's why they're so happy.
She's like, I'm taking ownership of bagpipers because bagpipers are who play when a cop dies. And you know what? When I had my civil rights destroyed, when I was not going to pay those $7 for that cab, and when the cop threw me in jail, I said, I'm going to take the bagpiper from you.
Oh, my God. She's wearing plaid every day now. And Shanti's like, thank you so much for coming to my office. I know it's small, but, you know, I'm just starting out. Plus, I have lots of pens with the company name on them. It's like, how many pens do you have? She had like 500 pens in that tiny office. They're like, Shanti's Hot Bartenders.
Well, yeah, what was the name of her stupid, her staffing agency again? Is it something like Adore or something like that? Or, Sexy. I forget.
Who needs to read Workout and Company?
Yeah.
Anyway,
they were like, and
Demetria was smiling because she had a drink. Remember, he gave her a drink. That's like the only time she can smile in life, if she has a drink.
Yeah.
Then she had some photo shoot. She's like, I'm having this photo shoot for this magazine because of my wedding. It's gonna be big. It's gonna be huge.
Like, it's happening. Like, this wedding is happening. I can't believe it. I'm like, yeah, we know it's happening because you talk about it every single week, okay? You don't try to act like you're above it, like these things just are like falling into your place, like you don't really want to get engagement photos, but like you just happen to get them, or like, oh my god. Like, no, you were just like every other blushing bride on TLC. You want to have your big moment and you want to have it on TV. We get it. Just be honest about it.
Well, you know, one thing she was honest about, the only thing I really care about with weddings, the cake. Of course you do. Well, thank you for at least being that much self-aware.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't care what happens, but give me some fucking good cake, all right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So then we have the date with Chantal and the boring rich white guy, who's like, hey, what do you like to do? I like saving children. Have you ever seen a cat up a tree? If so, call this number. I'll be there right away with a ladder. Love it. Love children. Love poor people, too, because they need me the most. Just got back from work at the soup kitchen. It's like, oh, my God. Nothing says I have a small dick more than overdoing it with the charity work. Yeah. Am I right, guys?
Mm-hmm.
What else? Okay, then we get to date cancer in the Hamptons.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Did I miss something?
That was that was an awkward moment when they're all like, they make it to the Hamptons and everything is fine and dandy, and then they start to play Truth or Dare. And Geneva's like, hey, Daisy, why don't you have a drink? Why don't you have a drink? And everyone's like, sort of just ignores her the first time she says it. You know, and I was like, I was even wondering the first time she said it, I kept thinking to myself, did she really just ask the woman with liver cancer to have a drink?
Come on, it's not in your kidney, masturbate.
Yeah. Like, she's like, you know, we just took some taxes over here to the Hamptons, and I think we all deserve a drink for making it here without being beaten up and put into jail. Daisy, you start.
Look how that cab driver's still waiting outside for me to pay him.
He doesn't get my money. It's because I'm black.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Geneva just kept on putting her foot in her mouth. I'm like, I'm surprised she didn't say, like, come on, have a drink. What do you got, liver cancer or something? Drink up.
It's like being at St. Jude's Hospital in here. Can I get a drink?
Yeah.
So she doesn't get it. So they're like, oh, I guess no one told her about cancer. So Melissa and who tells her? Melissa and Demetria. Demetria is like, well, you know that time when you didn't come to that lunch? Well, I mean, I guess I forgot to tell you, but the cancer's kind of a big deal, okay? Yeah. Woman who's constantly saying big deal over and over again. Cancer's a big deal, you idiot.
Geneva's like, I'm sorry, I didn't see it on my fact sheet, so maybe that's why I didn't know about it.
Geneva gets all sad and cry, and she's like, I can't believe y'all would do me like this, tell me. Gets all upset. And then Melissa's like, okay, well, let's go back, I guess. And party. Okay, come on.
So then Daisy starts talking about it, and she starts sharing. And then, like, Arzo says something to, like, Melissa or something. She's like, just so you know, I'm not a traitor. I'm just holding her dog. I'm sorry. And then they start laughing.
Oh, yeah. And then they start laughing about other stuff. And then it's about to get ugly now.
Which, by the way, I have to say, I actually didn't mind them joking on the side because they've heard it all before. And Daisy's whole thing is like, I just want to be treated like normal. So I think they were entitled to just have their own little conversation on the side, right?
Yeah, they weren't laughing at her cancer, for Christ's sake.
And they were drunk, too. Everyone was drunk.
I think, I'm really proud of Geneva for not just being like, girl, I thought you were just on a diet. I was going to ask you what it was. Can you give that to me? Can I get this? Is this something
you can buy in stores? Am I still allowed to masturbate? Can I still masturbate with liver cancer? I have a question. So when you have liver cancer, does that include chopped liver or is it like just certain types of liver?
No, it's liver. I dated a cancer once. Oh, man, he was good at fucking. I still think about him when I masturbate. Do you masturbate? Oh, Geneva. So it looks like we are going to get a few episodes about Daisy's cancer anger. Because now she's like, how could you treat me like this? I have cancer. I'm like, oh, no, here we go. And isn't her cancer in remission now?
I hope so. Because I think that she's crazy for continuing to tape with these women when she has cancer. Like, rest up, girl.
Yeah. So it was kind of a boring episode in a way. I mean, they didn't do a lot of things they wanted. Like, you know that fucking Demetria cake tasted at 20 different places for those free samples. She's probably at Wendy's, like, give me a brownie.
she's like knocking on the Entenmann's factory. Like, I hear there's some samples in here. I mean, I can't believe
like
this is happening.
Going to the pizza place. Like, I'm here for a wedding sample. I'm getting married. It's a big deal.
Yeah. She's, like, raiding the A&P clearance section. Where's the carrot cake? Where's the carrot cake that tastes like styrofoam? It's my wedding.
So I think that pretty much wraps us up. Is there anything else you wanted to discuss?
No. Our dear friend and sometimes guest, Angie Thomas, wants us to mention the fact that Gigi Hadid is in Taylor Swift's new video.
Ew. Oh, I'm sorry. I heard Gigi, and it's Monday. I mean,
oh, did you think I said Bella? Because I know Bella makes people say ew, but she's not gorgeous like Gigi.
I had a Gold Nessa moment. Oh, my God, I know. Yolanda Foster posts, you have to follow her on Instagram. The only celebrities I follow on Instagram are Yolanda and David Foster because they are they're so far up their own asses. Yolanda posts these pictures. She's like, look at my gorgeous Bella in her movie poster for the new video that's coming out. It's like gorgeous. And then like a day later, she'll put one of
Bella in a magazine, and she'll be like, comparison is the worst enemy. Hashtag, I love this one too.
Hashtag, Anwar, rub my feet.
Anwar does not take your place in the home. Hashtag, please come back. Hashtag, I'm tired. Hashtag, lemons don't work. Hashtag, David almost suffocated me when he made me neck him.
Hashtag, we've sent Anwar to calls for the third time today and he still keeps coming back.
Oh, Yolanda. Hashtag, I might just have to quit the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Here's a picture of my feet. That's her new thing, is like just showing her feet.
Oh, yeah. Hashtag,
oh, Yolanda.
Hashtag, Anwar doesn't have feet like these.
Mm.
Hashtag, Anwar has no feet. He's a robot. He was supposed to be in the shape of Bella, because he's a robot. He can never be as beautiful as Gigi. But then he turned out as a man. Now we don't know what to do with him. I don't know what I'm talking about.
I still like it. happened? Kenya Moore's sham of a relationship. Did we already talk about that?
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
We already talked about Kim Richards being officially charged with shit, right?
We talked about that last week. I think maybe also on the bonus episode. We talked about a lot of we got a lot of shit done.
Yeah, we got a lot in, right? Okay, so I guess we're all done. Close it up, babe.
Yeah, whatever we missed, guess what? Another episode happening on Thursday. So thank you, everyone, for listening. You can find us on social media by going to watchwhatcrappens.com. You can support us on patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. People who support us get access to things like a bonus episode, which today's bonus episode was about, like, sex.
Women's sex
or something.
It was about gay people not understanding women's sex this gay person.
There's probably like a 43% chance you may get offended by some of the things we say. And then we on Thursday we have a hangout. It's super fun. Watch What Crappens on Facebook, one of the best places on the internet. You gotta like us there. And until Thursday, see you later. Bye
everybody.
Bye.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.